Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, you made it through another week. I'm so happy for you. It's fun Friday time. But you know, for The Lion Within Us, we're going to start every episode with scripture. So the scripture we've been talking about this week, you should have this one memorized by now, guys. Come on. Colossians 3, verse 23. Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord and not for people. So guys, that was a great scripture this week. Go back to the spiritual kickoff on Monday. Check that episode out. I really unpacked each section of that scripture and gave you some ideas to think about and how you can apply that to the work, to your day, to your life. So there you go, guys. Now, if you missed the episode on Wednesday, we had the Entree Pastors on. John and Les, these guys brought the hammer. I mean, it was awesome. They're building a platform to serve pastors that want to lean into and actually take their some skills and be more entrepreneurial. But we took the conversation a little bit further to talk to you guys, leaders out there, men leading our businesses. There's opportunities to grow our incomes, grow our influence and our ability to serve others. Guys, it's okay. Do not have a scarcity mindset. Lean into it. God wants to provide you with greatness, great things, but you got to do the work. And John and Les did a great job of defining, look, here's what prosperity gospel teaches, but here's truth. And guys, ultimate truth is where it's at. Again, we're not talking prosperity gospel on the line within us, but we're going to talk hard work, dedication. And if you're doing what the Lord calls you to do, guys, lean into it. So again, find a problem and solve it. If you can just do that, find a problem and solve it, there's an opportunity right there for you to monetize, to grow your income. And you know what, guys? You may find that little problem that you're solving serves so many people. Get started. So guys, go back and check that one out. And I highly encourage you guys, check out Entree Pastors. I'll be on one of the episodes too. I'm not sure when that'll release. It may be released by the time this comes out. Who knows? But go check them out. They have a really good platform. Those guys have a heart for serving. And I encourage you to share that episode with your pastors, the people that are in the missionary field in your life. Send it with them, because we need to get these guys connected with John and Les, because they can serve them at a very high level. All right. For a health, wealth, and self tip, you know, you're going to get those on every Fun Friday episode of The Line Within Us. The first one, I'm going to go science-y with you for you guys. Okay. For this health tip, but use the science of ultradian rhythms to boost productivity, energy, and willpower. Okay, so I had to do some research here, guys. You know, this old redneck from North Carolina, sometimes these words get me. But ultradian, that just means many times a day. And rhythms refer to regular oscillating, so that's up and down, wave patterns that the cycles flow from, right? So the primary purpose of ultradian rhythms is to manage the cycles of energy production, output, and recovery that are going to occur throughout our day, okay? So basically, they're like mini versions of these little rhythms, up and down cycles that we have every 24 hours that include sleeping and waking, except they are much shorter, occurring many times throughout a single day. So think of like, electrical, going back to a sine wave, up, down, up, down, up, down. That's the way our days are, right? And if we can manage that and understand that there's power in those little bursts throughout the day, and understand that when those ups get disrupted, that's going to throw us off, we can start really honing in and making a big impact on our day. Okay. So what you can do is think of it in 90-20. Okay. So give yourself throughout your day 90-minute burst where you're just going to crank. Like you're going to sit down, you're going to focus, you're going to crank on this. And then at the end of that 90 minutes, you need to stop. You need to give you 20 minutes outside of something, right? Something else, like just your brain can't handle it. If you do this and you try it out where it makes sense and see if this boosts your productivity. Guys, there's all sorts of books out there on this. Deep Work is probably one of the greatest books on it. Again, that's a book that I think it's going to be part of our recommended books of the week for sure at some point, but I'll go ahead and recommend it now, guys. Get that book out by Cal Newport. But guys, this is something I've learned from several guests on the line within us. We've talked about this. Try it throughout your day. Now, it's not for everybody, but if you find yourself in like an information type work or you're behind the computer screen a lot, maybe you need to think about the layout of your day. You know, if you have your day stacked, I was in a leadership meeting just the other day, actually, prior to this recording. And one of the ladies there mentioned that her day started, I believe she started at 8 or 8:30, and it went till 6, and she had a 30-minute break. So she had back-to-back meetings, legit meetings, from 8 to 6 with a 30-minute break. Now, you think about how effective she's going to be. I'm going to tell you right now, she's not. You're not. Nobody can be that effective in a schedule like that. You have to have time for your brain to come down, to chill out, to rest, and to then ramp back up. Because think about when you're doing mental work and you're actually thinking and having to produce and be creative or get into a spreadsheet, whatever you're doing, that takes calories. You are burning calories. And you know what? Those calories, you know, it takes energy away from you. So the ultradian rhythms, I love it because it gives you an opportunity to burn those calories when you need to and then give that rest. So lean in, give that rest. So try it out. Again, go check it out. Google it. There's several things out there. If you want to look at some YouTubes and things like that about ultradian rhythms and how they can impact you. But seriously, guys, this is something you could be thinking about because burnout's real. I get it. It is a real issue. I want to help you avoid that. All right. Now for your wealth tip. I'm going to give you some ABCs of an effective meeting. Okay. Now we find ourselves in meetings a lot in our career. So I figured this would align pretty well for a wealth tip for you guys. Cause if you're in a meeting, you need to get your most out of it. Every one of them. Now, whether that's a 7-minute meeting or a 40-minute meeting or a 3-hour meeting, you know, but that's another podcast in of itself. You know, meetings have that go all day. We should probably talk about those, but anyway. Effective meetings. I'm going to give you the ABCs of it. Okay. A, have an agenda. You need to have an agenda. You need to understand what the agenda is of this meeting. Okay. B, get your battle plan. As you go through this meeting, you are scripting what is going to be done. Okay. So the battle plan, that's going to kind of tactically lay out the areas that you're going to act. C, call to action. You need to have call to actions. Clearly, what are we going to do? So the battle plan is, okay, how are we going to do it? Call to action is what specifically are we going to get done? D, delegate. You need to delegate what needs to get done to the people that are responsible. And then E, engage, get out there, engage, execute, whatever you want to use for that E right there, but make it happen. Too many times I've been in meetings and we go through stuff, we'll lay something out all the way, and then come back a month later and we're talking about the same stuff. This drives me crazy. Does it drive you crazy, or is it just me? So again, get that agenda, get the battle plan, get that call to action, delegate, and then engage. Implement this model, and you're going to get the most out of your meetings. And as you achieve your results throughout your career, you're going to have a really great potential to earn more income and build wealth. Okay? Now, your self-tip. It's never too early to help your kids learn about entrepreneurship. You know, talking with John and Les was really cool because we got to talk about, you know, entrepreneurship and what that looks like for those guys. But from yard work to bake sales, there are lots of ideas to get your children creative and thinking about business that's going to teach them life skills, right? Help them come up with a business plan, marketing, sales, operations, customer service. All these can be learned with the right support from you, right? Don't force it, but be open to it. If they want to try new things, encourage them. Have conversations. Show them. Let them use some creativity to learn some of these new skills, because they may learn right then through this about some of their passions for their future. So lean into it. And guys, you need to get some guidance here. Okay. Just quick story. I had a guy knock on our door the other day, a young teenager, and I literally opened the door. I said, hi. He didn't say a word. He handed me a piece of paper. He stuck it out at me. Now, his skateboard was sitting on our steps. In his pocket, rap music was playing. He didn't look me in the eye, and he just shoved a piece of paper in my face. And I literally had to ask him, like, what is this? And he just said, read it. So it was a flyer. He's trying to wash cars. Get it. Totally get it, right? I admire his heart to want to try. He needs some counseling and some support from probably his father or others on, okay, marketing, customer service, and sales, probably a weak point. Now, he may be phenomenal at operations. You know, his car cleaning may be great. But they need some guidance. They're not going to know all these things out the gate. They're going to need some help. So help them. Show them. Hey, I wouldn't say it this way. Hey, if you go to present, maybe you're going door to door, you should present yourself in a professional manner and use certain words. You know, we're trying to teach the fruit of the spirit. So use kind words and words that are uplifting and not, you know, cutting people down. So just think about the entrepreneur ideas and what your children could do and the skills they could learn if they really embraced that and started getting out there and trying some new things. So there you go, guys. Hell tip, use that ultradian rhythm. Go do some research on that. I think that's something really worth investing some time. The wealth tip, those ABCs in effective meeting, the agenda, the battle plan, the call to action, the delegate and engage, and the self tip. Start teaching our kids about entrepreneurship and really lean into that. So guys, the book of the week this week, I wanted to go back and I started doing some research. I was thinking about this conversation with John and Les and what book would help you guys. And there's a book called Start by a guy named John Acuff. And it's a New York Times bestsellers, but it says punch fear in the face, escape average and do work that matters. Start. And what's really cool here is it walks you through where you're at, the beginning, and then the different stages that you'll have to go through to ultimately come up with a business and be able to serve others and then monetize, right? So you'll go through different stages. Just to give you a brief rundown, you're going to start off with the start, obviously. Then you're going to go through the learning stage, the editing stage, the mastering, and then the harvesting stage, right? So where you're actually reaping everything from what you've sown. But you do have to go through these different stages. You know, you can't just hit, there's no easy button for to make this happen. So this is a great resource. Again, this is probably one I need to read through another time. I read it years ago, but I do recommend this book. It's I think it could really help you guys, particularly the entrepreneurial type guys out there that are listening that want to lean in and start trying new things. Think about where you're at, where your skills are, because you may be in the learning mode right now. And before you can start harvesting and growing, you need to get a little more learning done. Okay. So there's your book of the week. Go check out the link in the show notes. We'll have that there for you guys. So for the dad jokes of the week this week, dad joke number one. Are you ready, guys? Someone glued every card in my deck together. So now they're just a block of cardboard and I'm having trouble dealing with it. There you go, guys. And that wasn't pretty bad right there. And number two, who's in favor of bringing Roman numerals back into use? I, for one. Guys, now come on now. You need to think about those. But that number one, number two, I think they were pretty close this week on a tie. But number one, someone glued every card in my deck together. So for now, it's just a block of cardboard. I'm having trouble dealing with it. And number two, who's in favor of bringing Roman numerals back into use? I, for one. So guys, let us know which one hits home. Let's know which one gets the eye roll. Remember, eye rolls count. It's all good in dad jokes. Eye rolls are perfectly fine. Now, this question of the week, we've been talking about it. What gift do you have that you can serve others and monetize? Guys, you have a gift. I guarantee you, you have it. You just need to lean into it. You need to listen. You need to think about your passion, skills, and affirmations. What are you passionate about? What are you skilled about? What skills do you have? And what do people tell you you're good at? Start thinking about how can you take that and build something to serve others. What problem can you solve? So really think about that this week as you move forward. So guys, this has been a fun one. Again, great conversation with John and Les. Highly encourage you guys to go back and check that out. Hop on over to thelionwithin.us. Join the Lion's Den. Be part of our community. We're growing stuff there. Grab you a hat. Grab you a t-shirt. Guys, jump on the Bible study. Jump on the course. Guys, jump on the coaching. You know, we do coaching. You know, we can help you in the areas of health, wealth, and self. And it's one-on-one individualized coaching, guys, where I sit down with guys, I try to understand, hey, where are you at? What goals are you trying to achieve? And then let's come up with a plan together. You know what we're going to use for our coaching? Scripture. We're going to look in God's word and we're going to let him guide us. So it's a much different coaching plan, guys. But I'll tell you what, if you're interested, take the step. Let's have a conversation. Because there may be an opportunity for me to serve you and to help you grow to be the leader you're predestined to be. But you're never going to know just staying comfortable, just consuming content. So reach on out to us. You can go right there to the coaching program. There's a way to connect with me directly. We'll have a conversation. And you know what? If it doesn't align, fine. But I guarantee you guys, there's an opportunity. You are the hero. You are the guy. You can do this. You just need support. I'm here to support you. Because at the end of the day, I want you to be the leader. You. This is not about Chris. This is about every listener out there. Guys, we know you're listening and we're so grateful for that you are. And if you are, again, share this stuff out. Leave us a rating and review. But again, be part of something. Go to thelionwithin.us. Connect with us. Be part of our group, of our community. And if you have any questions on any of the resources, the Bible study, the guides, all that stuff, the scriptures, the habits, I'm here for you guys. Connect with us. So look forward to serving you. Go have a great weekend this weekend. Again, remember Colossians, whatever you find yourself doing, even this weekend, do that work heartily. As for the Lord and not for people. Have a great day, guys. Keep getting after it and unleash the lion within. Is your daily routine setting you up for success or failure? Each day is an opportunity to improve, and it starts with solid habits. We created a guide that outlines 9 powerful habits that will strengthen the physical, mental, and spiritual areas of your life. To get your free guide, check out the link in the show notes or hop over to thelionwithin.us/habits. That's thelionwithin.us/habits and start creating the habits you need to be the leader you're predestined to be. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform.
our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.